accession number 18462, reel 2.
Reg Walker, reel 2.
Great. Well, as I was saying, Alistair Hay was picked up, and then we carried on. And in the end, we were hit by three or four bombs, and we were just blown off the ship. I was on the starboard side of the ship with a couple of pals, I think Eric Worthington and Bob Collins, I think. And we were trying to lower the ship's boat. We'd got that halfway down, and we were trying to get a raft away as well. And I think Bob Hulse was with us while we were doing this job. But on the other side, the Lady Madeline was on the other side, the port side of the Empire Lawrence, and I think she was trying to pick up some of the crew members. But they'd got a boat down, I believe. But I believe that there was some damage on there and some killed on that side. And we were in the starboard gangway. We'd got the boat down, and all of a sudden it just hit us with these bombs. The ship seemed to blow up. And the next thing we knew, we were going down with the ship.
Were you blown into the water?
Yes, you could say that. I know we dived to the side, so that we were nearly caught by the boat itself, in between the boat, but we seemed to get away with that. And over we went. I remember we went down with the ship. We were coming back up. It couldn't have been long. And there was the funnel sailing through the air at me. And the lifeboat that we tried to lower, that was floating upside down. And three of us, we managed to swim to it. I don't think Bob Collins could swim at the time, but he had to that day. And we swam to this upturned lifeboat, and I don't know, it was Bob Horse was on it, and he helped to get onto the boat. He had long hair. He pulled us out, gave us a hand to get out and onto the keel, and then the Hyderabad lowered the boat, and they rowed across to us. It was a good ship. He picked us up, and the lads got us into the boat, and then they rowed us back to the Hyderabad. There they cleaned us, we were covered in oil and you name it. Cleaned us up, give us a tot of rum with a bit pretty oil and such like. But we were okay, we managed to get over it.
How long were you on the keel for?
Oh, it must have been there. Might have been 20 minutes at least. It wasn't long though, they were pretty quick. It was just as well too, because it was cold. We'd sailed through icebergs, I think the day before. And I won't say the water was exactly warm. But we got aboard, and the lads were across pretty handy, picked us up, and got us to the Hyderabad. But the Lady Madeline, what happened to her, I never heard. I know she picked quite a few wounds. I think she transferred wounded to the Martin. But we weren't. We stayed on the Hyderabad, and we're taken through to Murmansk on the Hyderabad. And at Murmansk, we were landed at the quayside. We weren't too bad. And from there, we were taken down to Vianga, which was an army camp. I think it was a Russian army camp.
Were you a good swimmer?
I was, yes. I wasn't a bad swimmer at all. Eric and Worthington, he was a good swimmer as well. But Bob Collins, Tot as we called him, he had to do the dog paddle, but we didn't have very far to swim.
What was the worst part of that experience?
Well, I think getting onto the boat and trying to get onto the uptown boat. It was quite a struggle to get onto it. But once we were on, we thought, well, with a bit of luck, one of the escorts will stop and pick us up, and as they did, the hides are bad. The Pozzerique was there as a rescue ship as well. But she was at the back of the convoy mostly.
Was the Empire Lawrence already in Murmansk when it was sunk?
Oh, no, no. We were sunk well before we got to Murmansk, yes. I think we were sunk, well, we sighted Bear Island. I think we were sunk just after we passed Bear Island. There were a number of ships off Murmansk. They were on the bottom of the river. And when we got to Vianga, one of the members of our crowd asked for volunteers to row up to these ships. And we had a dingo there and we rowed up to the ship to see if there was any food on them, you know. And I think we got some holy tablets off one of the rafts. But we didn't get much off it. There were quite a few ships sunk up there off Murmansk itself. And they were all on the it couldn't be very deep, the river, at that, up by the coal inlet, because they were resting on the bottom at the time.
What had you thought of the captain and the officers in the Empire Lawrence?
Very good. Captain, who was it? Captain Darkin. Captain Darkin. He was a decent chap. He knew his job too. Then I think there was a flight, FDO, Flight Direction Officer, and Eddie Grenfell was leading hand in charge of us, radar ratings. And we were under his command. And when we landed at Murmansk, we were shipped down to Vianga with the rest of the lads.
What condition were you in by the time you got to Vianga?
We weren't too bad, considering. We weren't so bad at all. I mean, it wasn't till later on that we met quite a few of the Edinburgh crew there. They were at Vianga. And I remember Eddie Grenfell, we were getting bombed day and night even then. That would be in May. 27th of May we were sunk anyway. And I know we were doing a lot of diving into the ditches. The camp itself, well, they thought it was a Red Cross place. I don't know, really. But the Germans didn't seem to bomb it. They seemed to leave it. But there was an aerodrome at the back of the camp itself. And I remember, I think it would be a hurricane coming in, and she crash landed probably just in front of the aerodrome, and we ran across to it to see if we could help the pilot. And managed to get onto the wings, and some Russian soldiers came. I think they had a commissar or somebody or an officer with them, and he set off. I think he pulled a gun on us at the time. But we didn't take long to get. We were trying to get the pilot out of the cockpit, but in case it went on fire. But anyway, we took the hint and we were ordered to go back to where we'd come from, to the camp. So we did do.
Did you swallow any oil in the sea?
Some, but not a lot. I wasn't too bad, a bit sick at times, at the beginning when we first got on to the Hyderabad. But they cleaned us up and gave us time. That seemed to do the job.
What else happened to you at Vianga?
Well, at Vianga, we were there. The food was terrible. I think we were on cabbage and yak soup, they called it, and the blackest bread I've ever seen. That's what we fed on anyway. And that's as far as I can remember. It seemed to keep us going. But from Vianga, we were shipped round. I'm sure we went on a tug which had a derrick on it. Now, I heard that Teddy Gilligan, the St. Helens chap, was on the tugs, and I was wondering if he'd been on that. But I haven't had a chance to see him or even ask. But we got round from Vianga, we went on this tug, and he took us round to Archangel, through the White Sea. And we got to Archangel, and we were there quite a while. I think it was September before we left, before we got passage back home.
What was it like in Archangel?
Well, it seemed quieter than Massey. Well, Mermansk was flattened. There's nothing left of them, but Archangel didn't seem so bad. They didn't seem to have half the damage that was done at Mermansk.
Did you have much contact with the Russians?
We just spoke to them as best we could, sort of thing. They seemed all right, but they just didn't seem to... They just carried on doing whatever they were doing, their normal job, you know. They didn't seem to worry too much. But I know we had a haircut. We managed to get haircuts up there by a Russian barber, which we needed. And by and large, they seemed... What we did get in Vianga, we were right... dose of scabies from the mattress we were sleeping on, but that was sorted out. And as I say, from there we went round to Archangel. And there we were at Archangel for some time. It was September before we got passage back, and that was aboard the Martin.
What did Archangel look like?
Well, there's a lot of wooden buildings. It's all wood, an awful lot of logs and such stuff like that. And had a big square in Archangel where we used to go and sit and just put the time in there. We're in a camp there, which was a bit better than what we were in Vianga. The camp wasn't too bad. And somebody sent some white bread up at one time, whether it was from one of the ships there. And that was quite a treat.
Were the Russians friendly?
Yes, they weren't so bad. They seemed to keep themselves to themselves, really. Apart from the chap that chased us off the aircraft, the Hurricane. And we thought we were doing a good job trying to get the pilots out, but we didn't even see the pilots, and who the pilot was, a man or a woman, we just don't know. I remember Eddie Grenfell was at Vianga. He was doing the 4-minute mile running when the raids were coming, and we had to go like the clappers and into the nearest ditch. And went until it was all over, but that went on day and night for quite some time.
Were there any entertainments for you in Russia?
No, there was. They had a little picture house at Archangel, and they had an old picture on. Well, I think they played it every time. Just the one picture there. We saw an opera picture, I think it was. And we'd go and watch it, and then that was about it, really.
What condition did the Russian people seem to be in at that time?
Well, it didn't seem too bad. I know they did well. They put up coming through on the convoy. There was a Russian tanker, and I think the skipper told us that there were women aboard the tanker, and they fought it. She was on fire, and they were putting their backs to it. They did well and fought the black and managed to get the blaze out and she carried on to Russia. Then there was a Garland, the Polish destroyer. She was hit on the bows, and how the whole crew went killed, I don't know, but she came through it, and she carried on, but she must have a lot of wounded on the forepire. Ship, then the Ashanti.
Mrs. Garland was a good ship.
She was a good Polish ship, and she was a good fighting ship as well, but after that blast they got, well, it was a bit rough.
Did you have any contact with the Russian authorities?
No, not really. We didn't see much of them. We were in Archangel for so long. Living conditions were a bit crude and that, but it's only what you expect at that time. You know, they didn't have much themselves. I know we came back on the Martin. And when we sailed from Archangel, we met up with the Tuscaloosa. This was in September, which surprised me. She was full of American wounded and survivors. And where was she? Came from Murmansk or Archangel? I think we met her off Murmansk, and there were three American destroyers with her. And we were escorting her through the Arctic, like, and down towards Scapa Flow. When we met up with, we got a signal, it must have been from Tuscaloosa, that there was an unidentified ship, and they asked us to detach and go and investigate, which we did. There was the Martin, the Marne, and the Onslaught. Now I've heard that it was, they thought the Onslaught sank, took part in the attack, but she didn't. It was the Onslaught. And it was called the Ulm. She was a mine laying, we heard that she was a mine laying cruiser. And we went straight for her. For all we knew, it might have been the Bismarck or something like that. We didn't know just what it was. And when we got to, I think it was in the dark at that time, and we open fired the Marne and the Martin and the Onslaught, and the Marne was hit on the stern gun, the what would be the after gun, and I believe that there were some Edinburgh survivors on the Marne, and they were killed. They were helping the guns crew, they were gunners, but the Martin, we all opened fire, and we set fire to the Ulm. And then the Onslaught was ordered in to go in and torpedo, and she did do, she went at the starboard, at the port side of this ship, and she hit her with a couple of torpedoes, and she was well ablaze then. And we were watching it from the radar cabinet, and she just seemed to go down pretty quick. I never saw so many Germans in the water in all my life that come off that ship, the Ulm.
How do you spell it?
ULM, I think it was, Ulm.
So were you doing a job in the radar room?
Yes, we were helping the lads, part ship's company, on the radar sets. They were doing the work, and we were just giving them what hand they required. I think they were on the surface sets.
So did you give a hand to rescue any of the Germans?
Yes, we did. There was myself and Eric Worthington, and I think it was Bob Collins, and these Germans, they were floating past by the dozen. They all had red lights. They had jackets that we didn't have with the red light, which surprised me. Because I thought, well, these got red lights. And the skipper stopped, and it was a decent skipper too. And we threw a heaving line to a group of them. A lot of them wouldn't come aboard. I think they thought we were Russian. And we had the scrambling nets down. And I said, here, Scouse, I said, we'll throw this and get a few of these out. And we threw a line to them and we pulled them across. They had the red and white badge on their hats, a sort of thing. And we pulled half a dozen of them out of the in the bows. And further down the ship, they were pulling a few survivors out then. And we got them aboard and took them back to Skepper Flow. But there were a terrible lot of... they wouldn't come aboard, even though it was bitterly cold. And we said, well... I think we shouted Angleterre, something to give them an idea, but I think they thought we were Russian. So we got them aboard anyway. And from there, we returned to Tuscaloosa and escorted her so far. And then that was the last we saw. Whether she went straight back to America, I don't know, but we ended up in Scapa Flow.
But if they weren't rescued by you, presumably they'd just die in the sea.
Oh, they would have done, without a doubt, yes. But I think they preferred to take their chance and hope somebody else would pick them up. Possibly a German ship, you wouldn't know, really.
Did the ones you rescued seem to be grateful?
They did, oh, yes, they said, well, camarade or whatever, and they came aboard and we got them aboard. Then we did take a few buttons off them, but the skipper ordered us to give them back as souvenirs, you know. So we gave them back and that was it sort of thing. And we got these Germans aboard. And we dropped them off when we got to Scapa Flow. We dropped them there at Turo, I think it was. And I think Churchill was there waiting when we got in to give us a bit of moral boosting. But we weren't too pleased about it because we'd been through a lot. And we thought that what went on through the Russian convoys was pretty bad. PQ-17 was cut to pieces, really. And what surprised me with PQ-17 was the Empire Tide, or Stevenson, I'm not too sure. And she still had her aircraft on, which surprised me, they didn't fire off.
How did the German survivors behave aboard the ship?
As far as I know, they were grateful that they were aboard and that we weren't Russian. And we put them off at Scapa Flow. As I say, Churchill was there. And
about how many refused to be rescued, do you think?
It was an awful lot. An awful lot of them. They just said, no, camarade, no. And they wouldn't come. We said, well, we're English, Angleterre, and... I think some changed their mind and they came aboard further down the ship and got as many as aboard as we could. I don't think we had a lot aboard, but there must have been a couple of hundred came off the own. Very surprised at the amount. Whether they were going to Bear Island or somewhere, I just don't know.
Would there have stood any chance of being picked up by anybody else?
I don't think so, because it was really cold. The weather was very bad. I don't think they'd last long. Some of them were in little boats, rubber boats. And some were just floating in the water, and we managed to get half a dozen of them, as I say, up to the scrambling nets, and they came aboard, got them aboard, pulled them over, and they were cleaned up, and... I think they were quite happy with that.
So it seems absolutely crazy to refuse to be rescued.
It was. It surprised me. I said, well, I can't understand this unless they think that we're Russian and they'd get their throats cut or something like that. But, mind you, that takes some believing, really. I don't think they've gone to that extent. But the Tuscaloosa, she the sea was full of wounded, and the American, three American destroyers, and they detached us, and we did the job that had to be done, joined back up, and the Tuscaloosa left us, and we carried on, as I say, to Iceland, to Skipper Flo.
What condition were you in by the time you got to Scotland?
Well, we weren't too good. Oh, we had, I remember we had Russian shirts on there, Martin, and with the Red Star. And the skipper told us, you can't wear those. He said, get them off. He said, we'll give you a white front, you know, or a jersey. He said, I was sorry I didn't keep that. Hold on to that shirt, you know, as a souvenir sort of thing. Anyway, we took them off and we put on the black jumpers he gave us, and just done away with the Russian shirts.
Were you injured at all?
No, I was lucky. No, I was very lucky.
So what happened to you next?
Well, we got to Scapel Flow, and we saw Churchill. We weren't too complimentary with him when he was there, because we thought that we were more like being sent up as gun fodder or what have you. And anyway,
what was said to him?
Oh, just, I think we gave him a few booze at the time, but that passed, and we were marched up to, I think it was the town hall at Truro, and we were given a meal there. Well, we were sick as a dog after the meal, because we weren't used to food in general. What we'd been living on, the yak and the black bread, it hadn't done the old stomach any good. And from there...
Did you boo Churchill at Scapa Flow?
We did, I'm afraid, yes.
Did you say anything to him?
No, not really. He's just there and gave us a wave, and we thought, oh, well, this is it. This is the consequences of what had happened up at, especially with PQ-17. I think they should never have sent that convoy. Well, they didn't send it up until, I think, they missed a month. We were sunk in May. I think it was July.
Did you know about what had happened to PQ-17 at that time?
Yes. Some of the ships came in into, I think it was Archangel. And some of those came in and were unloaded at Archangel, what was left of them. But there was a lot of Edinburgh survivors. They took passage in some of the ships. Some of them were killed, I believe, on the way back home. And we were lucky enough to be drafted to the Martin to come back. And we came back with the Martin, picked up the Tuscaloosa.
Did Churchill react when you booed him?
No, I don't think so. I think he just took it as a matter of course. I don't know.
So why did you boo him, exactly?
Well, we'd been through a lot up to then coming back. And we thought, well, who's responsible for the can back that went on up on the Russian run? And we